mattress sets. Find a retailer today at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. A 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS.
You're listening to the Voice of Greenwich, 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
Impeachment inquiry advances, hate crime charge. I'm Barbara Cusack. The impeachment inquiry of President Trump moves forward next week with its first public hearings.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says he believes the public hearings will demonstrate that the President of the United States did pressure the Ukrainian leader to open an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden, essentially urging a foreign country to interfere in the U.S. elections. Two U.S. diplomats will testify next Wednesday, a third on Friday. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
An announcement is expected tomorrow from former Attorney General Jeff Sessions that he will be running for his old Senate seat in Alabama. An official request has been made by Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin's campaign for the Commonwealth to re-canvass votes from Tuesday's elections. Bevin shared his reasoning.
What we know is that there really are a number of significant irregularities, the specifics of which we're in the process of getting affidavits and other information that will help us to get a better understanding of what did or did not happen.
Democrat Andy Beshear claimed victory as Bevin refused to concede defeat. A 61-year-old white Milwaukee man, Clifton Beckwell, will be charged with a hate crime as he's been accused of throwing acid on an Hispanic man's face. The victim's attorney, Craig Mastantuono, says his client was confronted outside a restaurant.
That charge accuses Mr. Blackwell, who I should note is entitled to a presumption of innocence, but accuses Mr. Blackwell of recklessly causing great bodily harm to Mr. Vieves as a result of the actions that he is accused of.
A federal judge struck down a new Trump administration rule that could open the way for more healthcare workers to refuse to participate in abortions or other procedures on moral or religious grounds. Judge Engelmeyer said that the Health and Human Services Department overstepped its authority. I'm Barbara Cusack.
Do you want shoes made from nature's original luxury superfiber? Then you need new Skechers washable shoes, made from premium quality wool. To start, wool wicks away moisture to help keep you dry and comfortable. It's also super flexible and highly breathable. And not only do they keep you cool and comfortable in the summer, but Skechers washable shoes also regulate temperature to keep you warm and toasty in the winter. Plus, they're even washable. Discover the wonders of wool with Skechers washable shoes at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Hi, Saver. Looking for the smartest way to save on your Medicare Part D prescriptions? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans, including United Healthcare, which can mean copays as low as $0 on prescriptions with select plans. So when you enroll in a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Other plans may be accepted.
Amid growing concerns about its rental listing platform, Airbnb plans to start verifying all hosts and listings.
Airbnb says it will spend the next year verifying all 7 million of its listings as it works to improve user trust. The San Francisco-based home sharing company says starting next month, it will also rebook guests or refund their money if they check into a property that does not match what was shown online. The moves come after a Vice News story revealed a scam by Airbnb hosts who put guests up at inferior properties after claiming the first ones weren't available. And last week, a shooting at an unauthorized Halloween party at an Airbnb rental in California left 5 people dead. The company is also launching a 24-hour hotline for guests, neighbors, and others to report problems. I'm Joe Ramsey.
French movie icon Catherine Deneuve was hospitalized in Paris after suffering a mild stroke while filming her latest movie. In a statement, her family said the 76-year-old actress suffered a very limited and therefore reversible stroke. I'm Barbara Cusack.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Round here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones
from the WGCH Weather Center.
Mostly clear for tonight, a low 30 to 35. Increased clouds tomorrow. Some rain showers developing late day, 50 to 55. Rain showers mixing with snow showers and ending tomorrow night, 32. Mostly sunny, colder, 35 to 40 Friday, and sunny Saturday, 35 to near 40. I'm meteorologist Bill Jack, women on 1490 WGCH.
The Greenwich Cardinals meet the Fairfield Ludlow Falcons Friday night at 6 o'clock. This is Rob Adams. Chris Irway and I have the play-by-play, beginning with the pregame show at 5:50. Greenwich Cardinals football is brought to you by Rick Lowe with Houlihan Lawrence, Greenwich Parks and Recreation, Greenwich Tile and Marble, Chicken Joe's, Glenville Shell, and Zelens Brothers Auto Body. That's Greenwich and Fairfield Ludlow Friday night at 5:50 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
The opinions expressed in our talk shows are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Defy and Hustle Radio. I'm Noreen, and welcome to the show tonight. And it is going to be an interesting show for you. I always promote the show on my social media channel, so you could always see what's coming up. But today I don't have anybody in the studio. I'm going to be talking to you. I'm actually going to be coaching the audience, so we'll see what resonates with you and what doesn't. But first, I want to say, oh boy, that's what I used to say to my yellow lab boozer when he was still here. But I want you to get excited because last week I had on Jill Oberlander, and there's politics here in Greenwich. But next week I'm going in the other direction, or a complete other direction. I am going to have on Sheila and Marcus Gillette, and they're going to talk about relationships. So for those of you in the audience who are in a relationship, and that relationship's good, but you'd like it to be great, and that relationship could be with your intimate partner, your spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend, even yourself, but you just know that there's something better, then this is a good show for you to listen to. If you're in a romantic relationship that you consider sort of ordinary, right? A lot of relationships, I think people are just hanging out, but it's not deepening, it's not expanding, it's not that intimate, you're not feeling that connected, and you really want, this could even be in your marriage, you really want to lay a foundation for the two of you to grow together and really feel like you have each other's backs, then this is a great show for you to listen to. For others of you who might be listening that feel like it's time to move on from a relationship, but you're not sure, or you're not sure how to do it in a way that is honorable and compassionate and versus acrimonious, which is what many of us do when we're trying to leave relationships. We almost create trouble. This is also a great show for you. And ultimately, if you're trying to attract the love of your life, I want you to listen to Defy and Hustle next Wednesday, because Sheila Gillette is the voice channel for 12 archangelic beings that, when they speak through Sheila, they come under one voice that a lot of people actually know about, which is named Theo, T-H-E-O. Now, for those of you who are listening, and I just don't always know who my listeners are, but for those of you who are listening who may have heard of Esther Hicks and Jerry, her husband, Esther Hicks channels in Abraham, and so you may have heard of Abraham Hicks, and she travels the country and has events, and people come there and talk to her. It's all very practical and conversational. Well, Sheila is the woman who taught Esther Hicks how to channel Abraham. Sheila Gillette almost died giving birth to her daughter, who's about my age, so about 50. And when she was, I think she'll explain next week, but I think she was in the hospital for a while. And then when she came back and regained consciousness and became healthy again, she started to channel in these 12 archangels. So I'll let Sheila and Marcus, her husband, who works with her and speaks to Theo when Sheila is in her channeling state, I'll let them explain next week. But folks, I will have people in the studio to ask questions, and we can hear the messages that come through, A, for the community of Greenwich, and I'll ask questions on behalf of the community of Greenwich. If any of you have questions and want to come into the studio and ask them or send them to me, you can send them to me at my email address, which is Noreen, N-O-R-E-E-N, at defyandhustle.com. If not, just listen in, because this is going to be something with a really, really high message for us listeners. And if you're, maybe it's something you don't even believe in, but you'll have to judge for yourself when they're on. So I feel really honored, because they're also promoting an event called the Global Spiritual Awakening Conference. And they're one of some very high-level authors and speakers and known people in the more, quote-unquote, spiritual communities. So it's a real honor to have them on next week, and I hope you'll join us. I've been getting mentored by Theo for years now. I was introduced to Sheila and Marcus when I lived in Santa Monica, as fate would have it. And a lot of what I understand through all sorts of books, and I don't know how all my information comes to me, but much of it at a very high level was taught to me by Theo. And so I'd love to get you involved, because I think it's really something that helps you find more peace and understanding in your life. So that's next week, Sheila and Marcus Gillette, and of course Theo. So speaking of some spiritual principles, and I really don't like that word, spiritual principles, because to me, spiritual is not like a separate compartment of life, and that you shut it off and on. To me, everything must be spiritual, because it's all here. We're all here, sort of whatever, we're walking around in our own little bubbles each day. And you know, everything that's here must be part of some sort of spiritual manifestation. But I wanted to talk to people who are familiar with, maybe you've heard of the law of attraction. So I was getting the impulse to talk to people about the law of attraction. Another word for it might be the law of manifestation or the laws of abundance. For those of you who have heard of these terms, but don't think they work for you, for example. Maybe you've wanted to manifest your life partner, or you've wanted to create more money in your life, switch jobs, and then you've heard of this. Maybe you heard of the book The Secret, which is very, in my opinion, a little short-sighted and elementary. And you're thinking that this law of attraction, you've heard of it, but you really don't know how it works, or you think it doesn't work for you. I wanted to really slow down and explain to you what I understand is going on when we start to set new intentions for ourselves in life. And well, of course, I do coaching. I do business coaching. And as strange as it sounds, my background, it was very heavily in the financial world. And I do work with business people and executives and people starting businesses and professionals, men and women. And a lot when I start to coach them, I do look for where they're, what they're trying to accomplish and where they're blocked. And I explained some of these principles, but what I wanted to do today was start to talk to you about personal creation, that you have the power to create whatever you want in life. And it sounds very, yeah, sure I do. But if you're conscious and you understand that you have the power to create whatever you want in life, I want you to listen closely, because we are moving. My understanding is we are moving through a shift, a very chaotic stage in our culture where things just seem out of control. And again, I talk about when you just look at the newspapers each day, it's absolutely, absolutely bizarre. What we are going through, a shift from one paradigm to another, from a paradigm where humanity is conditioned to make their decisions from a fear-based place. We're so conditioned that we're doing it without even thinking. We think it's the norm, but we're often, what if I run out of money? What if I lose my job? I may be miserable at this job, but I absolutely don't want to lose this job, because if I go off and do my own thing, I'm scared of what will happen. I may not get anything better than this. I'm going to stay in my marriage indefinitely, because if I leave, that means I'm a bad person, and I'm not sure what I'll find on the other side of this. And we get scared and we stay in place, essentially wasting, I don't know if it's wasting, that wouldn't be the right word, taking up time in our life when we could be out there just simply creating the next grand experience for ourselves in this time that we have, which is speeding up, by the way. So I want to talk to you about personal creation. We have the ability to create whatever we want in our lives. Some of it is going to be much easier. If you say, I want to create a cup of coffee, well, you already believe that you can get that, so it's very easy to get up and go get yourself a cup of coffee. But when you say, I want to, for example, I'm going to think about some of my clients right now, but I have one client who started his own business, and he's a very successful guy, but he started a business, a finance business, and he's trying to drive his revenue up, right? He started the business. It took a large capital investment. It took time, and now he has to drive his revenue up. And he's panicked because it's not happening on the timing that he set for himself. And he started to panic, and then his wife starts to panic with him, and he's got children he's got to put through college. And so instead of, he's thinking about quitting. After years of putting this business together, he's starting to think about quitting because he has an intention, but he's afraid to move forward. And I have another woman that is a professional. She's very successful, and she wants to meet a long-term partner and I assume get married. And when she goes out there, and I coach her, and she goes out there, she meets a guy who was divorced, and she started to go out with him, and everything seemed cool for about 6 months. And then the guy she found out was going out with another woman, and he essentially told her some stories and ghosted her a bit. For those of you who don't know what ghosted means, it means he just sort of split the scene. And so she's devastated. And yet we, to both of these clients, different situations, I tell them to stay the course. Stay the course. This is actually a good sign. Not that you're panicking, but this is a good sign because you have set the intention to grow your business, or you have set the intention to meet a life partner, and it's starting to happen. It doesn't look like it yet, but it's starting to happen. So, I want, as we're going through this shift from a fear-based society to a faith-based society, and that's not necessarily a religious term, but it's us understanding. If once we understand, once we actually practice stepping into how to create using our mind and using action, we don't need to be afraid anymore because we'll know, of course, it's going to happen because I know I'm setting the intention to do it. It must happen. I have to remain faithful that this will happen. I have to stay the course. So we're shifting from a fear-based matrix or paradigm to a faith-based matrix or paradigm. And it's going to take some practice, especially for those of us who are a little older, who I think a lot of the younger people today just sort of get that. That's why they're just going out into the world and they're having more experiences right away and not necessarily buying houses and buckling down in jobs. I think they understand that life is here to be experienced. And while you do have to have means, money, and time and energy, you don't have to be afraid that if you stop for a second and do something that you love, that the world will fall apart underneath you. So we are here, and part of the reason I'm here is to coach people on how to manifest. Okay, let's get into it a bit. Manifestation is also known as the law of attraction. And let me start with this. We all have our story, right? So I meet with my clients and they come in. I meet with them for free. Even if they never come back, I'll meet with them for free and I'll listen to whatever their story is. And many of the times, they can be in a great place and maybe they just want to scale their business to a new level, but sometimes they're in some sort of crisis, like some of these clients that I just mentioned before. And I want you to know that we all have our story that we're believing. And some of us have stories that are great and everything's working out well for us and we're very we're thriving and we're going forward and we really don't have very many days where we're doubting ourselves. And yet others of us, most of us, because we're so fear conditioned, have stories about how our lives are that involve a lot of lack. I don't have money. Money's not in the cards for me. My body's falling apart on me. My husband, I came home and I found out that, you know, he wants to go his separate ways now. And things just don't work out for me. And people, or let's say you're staying in a job that you want to move on from. I actually have clients that want to move on from their jobs and are afraid. And they often tell me, I have no choice. I have no choice. I have to stay here. I have no choice. And I want to tell you, it can seem when you're stuck in your story, when you're in your story, we're all stuck in our stories. It can seem that you have no choice. But let me tell you, you always have a choice to do something differently. You always have a choice. You have words, every word, every act you do, every word you say, every decision you make is reflecting your story. And if you keep creating the same results that are making you unhappy over and over again, something needs to be shifted in your story. I want to tell you, stories are hard to break away from. You have to think of them like bubbles, right? We're so engrossed in them. And if you think about it, the law of attraction, if I look in the mirror each day and I look at myself and I go, oh my God, look at how ugly and old I'm getting, and I really look terrible. I'm putting on weight. I'm tired. And if I tell this story to myself each day, inevitably, through the law of attraction, which is always working, you are always magnetizing. It's just the way everything on the planet is. We humans are endowed with a gift, a tool, which is called attraction. We are magnetizing to us exactly what we believe. So if I look at myself each day and I decide, oh my God, Noreen, you look pathetic. You trust me, some days I do. But if I do that, life will start reinforcing that for me, because I'm looking at the negative side of a situation and seeing something that I don't like. But through the law of attraction, it's actually going to keep attracting to me situations where I am convinced I am not attractive. If I start looking at myself and seeing myself differently with a new story, through some internal shift that has to happen within me, once I start to see myself differently, inevitably, I'm going to get more attractive. And I actually think that did happen for me, because I, as I started to relax into life, I do think I got more attractive. But our story holds for us a certain frequency. You can think of it like a contextual field that you walk around in each day. It's like a bubble that you're living in. And people will tell you stories. Well, I can't leave my job. I can't leave my marriage. I can't find the right partner. I'm giving up. And I want to tell you that you're not a victim. I don't want you to look at other people and say they have things going on better than you do. You are not the victim of anything. You are, this is hard to swallow, folks, but you are attracting 100% of your reality. And you may not be doing it consciously, and that's why I work with people to find out what they're attracting, what they're thinking, to try and bring it up to the surface so we can examine it. But that feeling of I have no choice but to stay here in this situation which isn't making me happy is untrue. Okay, so what we have to create is a new story, a new bubble. And that means setting new intentions and goals for ourselves. And actually, we should always be doing that. Life naturally wants us to expand. It wants us to keep growing. There really is no end goal. We can call it a goal. We can set up a goal. We can have an intention. But the truth is, once we create that goal, right? We get married, for example, we think everything's going to be wonderful. But as soon as we get married, there's new things we want. And it's really essential that we try to keep ourselves in the healthiest, happiest, highest place, highest frequency for ourselves and the people around us. So we create a new story. For my client who wants to meet a life partner, maybe her story has to be something around, you know, just getting her career off the ground and pursuing certain passions. You know, I want you to think about, where would my life, where do I want, what do I want? Let me start there. What do I want my life to look like in the summer of 2020? I want you to say, will I be in a new home? For example, in my case, I certainly hope so. Will my radio show be at another level? Yes, I certainly hope so. And will I have more speaking events, have workshops going? These are all things that I have as intentions for 2020. They're not fully in my experience right now, and I want to take them to another level. But right now, these are the changes I want to happen. These are the changes I want to manifest. For the client I have that wants to grow his business, he actually set the goal of having, by the end of the year, and it started to happen, $250 million of additional clients that combined will have $250 million gross revenue for him in the year 2020. And it actually started to happen because you have to tell life, this is what I want. And then you start to attract it. For those people who say the law of attraction doesn't work for me, I want to explain some things to you. The going into a new story is not instantaneous, in part because you don't believe it. You do believe you'll get that cup of coffee in the morning. Our ancestors before us may not have believed that, and so maybe they didn't get the coffee, but we're pretty sure that we can get a cup of coffee in the morning, and so it happens for us pretty instantaneously. It is when we're starting to tell a new story for ourselves, we have to expect it. We have to have faith that it's going to happen for us, even while it is unseen. Convincing ourselves that it's not possible for us is self-defeating. I like a statement that actually Theo tells us, which is fear and faith require the same thing, belief in the unseen. So I want you that are listening to start to believe, catch yourself as you're starting to go into situations where you think something's not possible for you, and to start to practice staying on the side of course it's possible, and staying faithful to your destination and goals. I want you to understand that there are certain principles playing out in life at all times. And so when you understand these principles, you're going to start to play with manifestation. Okay, so once you understand that we are always attracting, we are magnets, we are always attracting to us what we believe about ourselves. If we think we're the smartest person in the planet, we're going to, some people might not believe it, but don't doubt, if you're very confident, even if you're all wrong, if you're very confident and think you're very smart and cool, a lot of people are going to reflect that back to you. If you think you're funny and humorous, which you probably should, then go out there and put that out into the world, because a lot of people will reflect that back to you. You are always attracting, which is how we have power. We have power. We all have personal power. But there's another law. There's five laws that are going on this planet. We're in a co-creation with something higher than us. There's something bigger. There's some energy that's growing the trees and blowing the wind, and I don't know what else it's doing, but there's some universal principles that are taking place that have given us the energy of attraction, the ability to magnetize, which gives us the power to create what we want. Number two, there is something in place called the law of opposites, and this gives us opportunities. We are on a planet that gives us relativity, hot and cold, black and white, day and night, rich and poor. So we have to understand that there is a law of opposites taking place. And when we make a decision, when we set an intention, that law of opposites kicks into place. I'm going to spend time on this because this is where people get screwed up and they stop and they give up on their goals. But first, I want to take you through the rest of them. You have the energy of attraction, which gives you power. You have the law of opposites, which gives you opportunities and the ability to experience relativity. You have, as number three, the gift of wisdom. And this gives you discernment. And as you grow older, let's hope that your discernment improves. You develop wisdom so that as life is showing you options, you know the best decision to make for yourself. So that's number three, the gift of wisdom, the gift of discernment. Number four, you get the joy of wonder, and that means the ability to use your imagination. What a unusual thing to be able to see something that you can't really see through your five senses, but you do have the ability to go into your mind and feel, what will it feel like? What will it feel like when I'm in a great job where I'm really expressing the things I actually care about versus making somebody else wealthy doing things I don't enjoy? What will it feel like when I have my life partner there and we're traveling and we're having a good time and we're laughing and we're watching TV and we're going out? What will my home feel like when I come home and it just feels like it reflects my personality and it feels good? This we're going to have to use our imaginations for, because in using our imaginations, in visualizing and feeling and sensing what that looks like, we actually amplify the magnetic abilities, that attraction that we all have. And we have to go into our imaginations while the manifestations, while that law of attraction is actually kicking in, because initially it's not going to look like anything happened. Lastly, there's something called the presence of cycles, and that is that you're going to get the chance to do. Life goes in cycles. You may know it. For those of you who are older, that you might see that you know, the same issues keep coming back around. The same positive things keep coming back around. You may be attracting the same types of situations to you. So you get this law of cycles, which will, if something doesn't work the first time, I don't want you to doubt that it will come back around again for you to attempt it at a higher level using the discernment that you have. Okay, so when folks tell me that the law of attraction doesn't work for them, it's because they stumble over step two, which is the law of opposites, which is understanding relativity and what goes on in this planet. So you make a decision for yourself that you want, as my client did. She wants to meet a great guy. So she goes out and she meets a great guy. She meets a great guy and he's taking her out, and he's sounds like he was a very accomplished guy. He's handsome. They seem to really enjoy each other's company and doing things together. And then at times he's ghosting her. He's quiet. He's sending mixed messages. And then ultimately he was dating other women. She found out online and she was very distraught. And she just wants to give up. And in some ways, giving up might be the right thing for a little while. But what I want everybody to realize in that situation is it doesn't mean it's not in the cards for her. It means she has to take a moment to see what happened there, to look for the blessings, actually, in what just happened that seems like a bad situation. But if you understand that life is always working in your favor, as long as you is set an intention and stick with it, don't take your mind off of that intention, life first brings in the opposite of what you want. It starts bringing in something close. You want a great relationship, it brings you something that might have elements of a great relationship, but it's going to bring up something that you really need to start to master. It could be old programming about abandonment issues. We all run these very fearful programs, and a lot of them are burned into us from when we were children and watching our parents, for example. Especially when it comes to relationships, we often attract, even though we think it's not what we want, we often attract the same exact situations we were in that we saw with our parents. So you decide you're not going to have that happen to you. You're going to have a great relationship, and instead you attract somebody who's mostly great and turns out to be a complete, you know, knucklehead loser. Okay, so why am I sort of happy about that when I'm talking to my client? I don't want to see her suffer. I don't want her to be in pain. But I do want her to see that now she has the opportunity to consider what was it I learned from this? If life always has my back, then why was this situation drawn to me? What did I need to learn from this situation so that the next time I have the opportunity to go out with somebody, I will look at this differently. Okay, so let's just think out loud. Certainly, folks, I've had this happen to me where I had, you know, people, I've been in marriages where they were great people, but something wasn't working. So what would be the blessings in that situation? Well, it might mean not to be so exclusive right away, not to put yourself into a relationship right off the bat where you're making assumptions that that person is exclusive to you and getting too far out into the future without maybe asking them, what are they looking for in a relationship? You may learn, it may be a message to trust your gut. I've been in relationships that something seemed all wrong, and yet I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to believe it. I was in denial until finally life will come and make sure you believe it at some point when you find that that person's, you know, a real dog. So it could be to slow down and maybe even look for a better type of person. I have women who are like, oh, I got to meet this handsome and he's going to be so wealthy and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, maybe. Yes, but make sure this person is decently evolved and is looking for a healthy long-term relationship. So you have to really look at the blessings. Life is going to say, here is the opposite of what you're looking for initially. It's going to try and wake you up and strengthen you in areas that you need to learn. So my client, who is trying to grow his business, he was telling me people don't call him back, that he's trying to market his business and he speaks to them and they're not calling him back. As a matter of fact, it seems like they're talking to him and it sounds like everything's great. And then they just actually sort of ghost him as well. And so actually there's a common theme with both these clients, and it's something that we're all learning. But there's such a fear of rejection on his part that I feel like life is telling him, just because somebody didn't call you back doesn't mean that maybe they're not busy, and that you have to understand that your business is, you're not imposing on people. You don't wait for people to call you back. Everybody's busy. If you really believe in what you're offering people, then you can follow up with them. You don't even have to sell to them. You can start to befriend people and really just help them with their businesses before you even start to sell yours. So he was probably just insecure about his business. Like everybody who's growing a business, you're insecure at first. And so you really have to step into it. But life started to show him his business isn't going to work. And so the key is, when you get into understanding that when you set an intention that life is going to start to introduce the opposite, the key is to stay the course and see the blessings in what's happening to you. I used to get mentored by a woman named Mary Morrissey. These are all very West Coast people, folks. Sheila and Marcus Gillette and Theo and Mary Morrissey. I lived out in L.A. for a while, so you get more of that out there. But Mary Morrissey used to say usually when you set your intentions on something, the first opportunities that come to you are brackish, like when you turn the water on and it hasn't been turned on in a while and it comes out brown. So, you know, we're looking for that next partner. Well, the first person you might date right away might seem wonderful, but then you realize not so much. So I want you to realize that your magnetism is always on. One of the ways that you can really start to increase your quote-unquote abundance, it sounds like a very new age term, but even bringing more money to you, is to try not to make it about you. So when you're going out there and marketing your business, for example, you want to go out and talk to people and help them first, that you're really a conduit to help other people that come to you. So so that the more you help others, the more you make them laugh and make them feel secure. You want more security in your life? Go help others feel more secure. You want more wealth in your life? Well, then go out there and start to make others more wealthy. You want more humor in your life? Go out there and make jokes with people. This is abundance. Abundance isn't always about money. Abundance is looking inside of you and saying, what do I already have that I want to experience more of? Do I want to experience more compassion for myself? Well, let me find that compassion within me and start to put it out there into the world and be more compassionate with other people, because it has to come back around. If you want to feel compassionate, if you want compassion, feel compassionate. If you want to feel wealthy, go out into the world and behave like you're wealthy and be around people who are doing things that require some money to do. You can't be in a feeling of lack and experience its opposite right away. If you're holding on to all your money, I can't afford that, I can't afford that. There's a line between being cautious, healthy caution, and being lackful. Because if you are so afraid to spend your money that you're afraid that you're going to go broke, you're actually going to contract backwards and never be around people who are more expansive or who can help you to be more expansive. So I want you to remember, when you go to employ the laws of manifestation, you are going to set intentions for yourself and realize that you're magnetizing it to you, and then expect life to bring into your field, your situation each day, people and resources, and those people and resources and situations are going to be helping you to get to where you next intend to be. And it won't always look like it. But that doesn't mean you chicken out and give up. It means you actually keep up the faith. It has to happen. It has to happen. I'm setting this intention. Inevitably, it has to happen unless I quit. That means the person who's showing up in front of me right now is part of the plan. And if I can go above it and not act like a victim and not be reactive, and instead respond to it, have the ability to respond to it. What's going on here? What do I need to learn? What's the message? Why is this going on in relation to my end goal? Then we're able to respond to it versus falling into the rabbit hole, the victim story. Oh my God, did you see what he did? He was a loser, blah, blah, blah. There may be elements of that, but you got to wake back up and then get up, brush yourself off, and go down the course. There's like the chaos. Sometimes it can even get very chaotic before we change towards a new direction. It takes time. Abraham Hicks, I was talking about Esther and Abraham Hicks. They would talk about the guidance system in your car. If you're in Phoenix and you want to get to San Diego and you set the guidance system in your car, it's going to set up a route that's going to take you to San Diego. You're doing the same thing when you set an intention. It's just that with your five senses, you can't see the route. You don't even actually have to know how it's going to happen. I want you to realize you don't have to know how your intentions are going to come true. This is something you have to hear me. You don't have to know how. You just have to step into life trusting that it's going to get you to where you want to go. So if you set the guidance system in your car from Phoenix to San Diego and you start going in the guidance system, there is a guidance system. We have a guidance system. It's called our intuition. We are starting to get more in touch with our intuition and make decisions based on what our intuition is telling us to do, even if it seems a little far-fetched. Greenwich is a very logical place. I'm an accountant by nature, so I actually am pretty logical, but we're going to start to practice trusting ourselves. This is really what it means to have personal power. It's to set intentions and trust ourselves to be able to manifest those intentions. And a lot of that is getting back in touch, Greenwich, with our intuition. We set the guidance system to go to San Diego. At some point, most of the trip, it's not going to look like San Diego. We're going to be in the middle of a desert at some point on our way there. And Esther Hicks would say, what are you going to do, turn around and go home just because it doesn't look like San Diego yet? No, you stay the course. You keep following the direction. You don't sit at home freaking out every day because it doesn't look like San Diego yet. Inevitably, if you set your intention on something and you don't give up, you don't have to power through it. You don't have to work hard. I may have Theo talk to us next week about working hard. That's another thing we have to understand is untrue. You do have to take action when you're guided, but you stay the course, and you may go through different situations or different cities in this case that may not look like San Diego, but you're trusting that it's going to happen. Again, fear and faith require the same thing, that we have belief in the unseen. So I want you to stay calm, folks, who's ever listening to this. If I get through to one person, I want us as a community here in Greenwich we're one of the most accomplished communities in the nation and on the planet. I want us to be leaders in understanding the new paradigm of getting out there and creating what you want for your life. The great masters will say, judge not by appearance. You're going to have to keep believing in something unseen, even though it doesn't look like it's working out for you yet. So that is the law of opposites. This is where you develop discernment and wisdom as these situations are coming to you. Unless you're a schmuck, you should be saying, all right, I might be hurting, I might be suffering a bit here, but what was the lesson? What is the lesson I'm learning about what's not working for me? And then what you do is you take a list of the boyfriend who is handsome and he's accomplished and he was very nice and you liked watching TV with him and stuff. But I like to be in better communication, but the parts that weren't working for you, you now have a new set of intentions. I need somebody who is faithful. I prefer somebody who is faithful. I prefer somebody who is looking for something long term. I prefer somebody who's not going out and dating when he's telling me that he's exclusive to me. So now the universe goes, okay, she got that lesson and off she goes. Let me send in potentially maybe one more knucklehead to see if she got the lesson. Or maybe not. It's all happening from within, too. Everything you're manifesting really reflects how organized, how centered you are on the inside. So the less lackful you are, the less needy you are, like in this case with the romantic partners, the less needy you are financially, emotionally, the more likely you are to attract a partner who's healthy and who is not needy financially and emotionally. So you get centered inside yourself first. You have a much higher likelihood of attracting to you partners, clients, children, parents, coworkers who are healthy towards you, who are treating you well, who are good people that you want to have in your life. If you are playing the victim all the time, well, then life, through the law of attracting, has to bring in a perpetrator for you. It's a script. It's just like, this is the way the game is played. So the more centered you are, the more healthy you intend to stay, the clearer you are about your direction, life has to bring it to you to fill out the rest of your story. I do have people who say in the times where they may be uncomfortable or feeling victimized as they start to go in their new direction, they may say, Noreen, how much more of this can I take? How come I can't just get it right the first time? I already know what I want. And the answer is a little, can be complicated to understand, but it's because you really, quite literally, haven't changed your mind yet. You're living in one frequency, you're living in one thought bubble, and it's going to take a moment for life to see you make enough changes, enough beliefs, be able to visualize it enough, where some new, that bubble can go out and this new life bubble, this new story can come in. These new circumstances and people and resources can come in. But life cannot give you anything you're not ready to receive. So it starts to prepare you by bringing in some cases, what you want, and in some cases, the law of opposites. But as you start to master the lessons along the way, the new story comes true. You have to trust in the unseen. You cannot be resisting it. When you fall into victimhood, you set up resistance. It's not in the cards for me. I can't do that. It wasn't meant to be. Well, when you start to believe that, you set up resistance because life will say, well, it wasn't meant to be, so it's not going to be. The last thing I want to do, because this show is, how much time do we have, Sean? Oh, 5 minutes, I do. Okay, so what I want you to understand is that positive thinking, people go, well, so Noreen, you do coaching, you talk about positive thinking, but the truth is, it is positive thinking. It is saying, everything's always working out for me. And eventually, when you practice this enough, and I do ask that you go out there and practice, you can practice with simple things. I want to accomplish these things by the end of December. The year's coming to an end. Put a few things on your plate that you might want to accomplish. Set some intentions just for the next 2 months ahead of us and start to see what happens. And remain confident, right? You like people who are confident? That's because they have confidence in who they are and what's happening for them. They're confident because they know what's going to happen for them. So I want you to start to set one intention, two intentions for what's going to happen for you by the end of 2019. If you want to take it a step further, we're going into a new decade, 2020. It's supposed to be the year of clear thinking, 2020. But what will life look like? What's different for me as of the summer of 2020? I want you to start to see what happens for you when you set these intentions. I have one client who wants to lose weight, and she said, I'm eating worse, it's worse than ever. And I said, good, because at some point you'll be so sick of yourself eating that you will actually sign up for some sort of course and start eating healthier. So when they tell me something's going wrong in some compassionate way, I say, good, can you see what's happening here? I want you to understand, when you ask, it is always given, as Esther Hicks says, and they have a book out by that title, Ask and It Is Always Given. Stay the course. Last question, how do I deal with it when things are getting really bad? And folks, this is on the radio and I can't deal with everything, although I'm always happy to explain to if anybody wants to reach out to me, you can always call me or write to me. But if you understand what I was talking about, you often hear in the New Age world about gratitude. If you can stay in a state of gratitude, then that's called seeing the blessing. Then you say, okay, life, I know you have my back. Things are not working out. It doesn't seem like the business is starting as fast as it can. It doesn't seem like I'm as great at my radio show as I thought I would be right away. But you have gratitude because you're seeing that these things that are making you frustrated, upset, feeling like your money's not coming, feeling like that partner's not coming. If you can see the blessing in it, you say, thank you, life, for showing me that. I've learned what I needed to learn. I strengthened myself in areas that I needed to strengthen in. and you don't give up. So you're actually grateful when things seem crappy. You're grateful because now you understand that they're not crappy after all. You can see it from the big picture, from that Google Earth perspective. You can see your own situation, and you have to be thankful. So no more stories of lack, folks, and what's not working for you. I would like for you, as homework, to start to consider what you want to get done by the end of 2019. Pick one thing, and then start to pay attention to what happens for you. And I want you to remember that law of opposites is always in play, but at some point you break through into the new bubble, which is your new story, and things take off from there. Once you get through that resistance of all the old thoughts that need to go, bye-bye current bubble, into new story, into new life, into new expansion, into everything great about you that could be happening that you currently might not believe is true. This is Noreen signing off. Do listen next week when Sheila Gillette and Marcus Gillette are here with Theo, and he'll be here to answer our questions from the angelic world. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the station you grew up with, 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
Transcript revelations, whistleblower protection. I'm Barbara Cusack. With televised public hearings set to get underway in the President Trump impeachment proceedings next week, the White House is adding to its communications team. Meanwhile, correspondent Alex Marquardt reports that, according to a just-released transcript of behind-closed-door testimony by acting ambassador to Ukraine, Bill Taylor, Ukraine military aid hinged on pursuing investigations President Trump wanted.
Taylor told lawmakers it was his clear understanding security assistance money would not come until Ukrainian President Zelensky committed to pursue the investigation, meaning into the Bidens and the 2016 election.
The president is in Louisiana tonight for a campaign rally ahead of the state's gubernatorial runoff on November 16th. Republican Senator Rand Paul blocked a resolution that's meant to keep secret the identity of a whistleblower whose complaint against President Trump sparked the impeachment investigation. Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono says the resolution is needed.
I tell you that what the Republicans are doing and their minions, the president, and going after the whistleblower is just another massive diversion, which, by the way, undercuts the whistleblower statute.
One of President Trump's sons purportedly released the whistleblower's name on Twitter. Mexican officials say that gunmen who killed 9 U.S. citizens, 3 women, and 6 children may have mistaken the group's large SUVs for those of a rival drug gang. Correspondent Brian Todd reports a special team is being put together to go after the attackers.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has ordered the formation